to me. WSRadio.com.
UT San Diego WSRadio.com presents the UT Community Spotlight Show with your host, Drew Schlossberg.
You know, we are pleased to have in the studio with us today, Jeanette Arona. She is the founder of wellness4lyme.com, also joined by Alan. Is it Attridge? Is that how I pronounce that?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And he is the founder of Maestrum. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Or the nonprofit called Quantum Health Human Research Institute.
Okay, so we're going to go with both of those over here, and also joined by Dr. Judy. Is it Mikovits? Okay, and you're going to want to talk right into that mic when we go ahead and share that. Very, very good. I'm going to start with you on this, Jeanette. So talk a little bit about how you got engaged with this organization you founded. What does it do, and how can our listeners support your efforts?
Thank you. I actually was bit by a tick in 2008, but didn't know it, and I was misdiagnosed, and I was really debilitated by illness. I just had horrible pain all in my body, migraines. You know, I went from doctor to doctor to all these specialists. It was just really horrific for many years. I ended up bedridden and really couldn't get any answers. I spent over $200,000 on treatments that didn't work. And I was very fortunate to meet in a Sauve Nation Wellness Center some people that really helped me out a lot. And I was introduced to the CBD and the mushrooms. And they taught me that all mushrooms are not created equal. And I decided to go ahead and try these mushrooms. And I just incorporated them into my smoothies every day and my soup. And in just 2 weeks, I started feeling more energy. And you know, if you can just picture this, not even being able to get out of bed to just make yourself something to eat and just barely making it to the restroom and back. I went from there to walking to my kitchen, you know, making myself something to eat, you know, and within a month and a half, I was driving my car again. So,
And when did all this start? How many years ago did you get this?
Well, apparently I got bit in 2008, I didn't get diagnosed till 2012.
So from 2008 to 2012, you have these horrible symptoms, correct?
Yes.
And no one can figure out what is causing this?
Correct.
Okay. Wow. And no one even thought it might be a tick?
No. I was going in the ambulance to the ER many times. And just really crying out for help and trying all these treatments, like I said, and these top specialists, which I don't blame them. I just think they don't know all the information, you know?
Yes.
They were misdiagnosing me with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. I mean, many, many symptoms. And they call it the great imitator because you have so many different symptoms that the doctors are even puzzled, you know? I finally got to a point where I was crying in a doctor's office, and I told her I was not going to leave until she did the test on me, because somebody mentioned to me, have you ever been checked for Lyme? And like I said, that was all the way in 2012. And I had, you know, already lost my job of 13 years, a good job, was not able to take care of my daughter. And my sister had to live with me to take care of me. So, I mean, just picture that, just having a normal life, going boating, jeeping to that point. And I ended up living in my best friend's trailer. So.
Wow, that is unbelievable. So, Alan, talk a little bit about how you, got engaged in the Quantum Health Human Research Institute and mushroom chemistry, and how you helped support Jeanette.
Well, I was introduced to a strain of mushrooms from Asia by a research scientist in Taiwan. And he shared with my team that, can you help decipher the chemistry? Because this strain that we cultivated in our laboratory, when we gave it to transgenic mice and rats with tumors, the tumors would go away. And we know some of the chemistry, but it's vast. So we had to find other collaborators in the world to cooperate in the research. And out of all that, we developed collaborators in Europe, Asia, and the United States. About 2 years later, out of all that, I was confronted by a colleague of mine who had, his best friend had angioblastoma in stage 4 lung cancer. And there was no hope of survival. They tried chemo and they tried drugs, and nothing could save the man's life. So we put together a formula based on the collaboration from the different strains that they cultivated. And we shipped it to the man, and he said, based on your pathology, you need to take about 32 grams a day. Just add it to your food, add it to your beverage or your soup or whatever, plus maybe a clean diet protocol. And a month later, approximately, his physician called us, and his tumors were gone. Well, wonderful. And we didn't expect to that fast to happen, but so we used the same formula with several other cancer patients, and we had the same outcome. So from that, more and more teams continued to do the collaboration as to the why, what, and how. And then that's when we formed the Quantum Health Human Research Institute to provide the science and education to share with physicians, hospitals, or the consumer. And out of all this, it took us on a journey where we found other products in nature that were also beneficial in the treatment or adjunctive treatment for disease. And the whole thing is all focused on the immune system. What the chemistry does is it supercharges the immune system. The second thing it does is it also may take away the cloaking device, if you want to call it, of the cancer cells, so now your immune system sees it. But since that time, we've also found there's 9 acid molecules and a lot of other wonderful chemistry that actually are antiviral, antiparasitic, as well as can kill some gram-negative bacteria, such as with Lyme disease, and coincidentally. And as you know, the CDC said there's over 170 gram-negative bacteria. There's really no cure for it. Well, we find this from certain molds and certain fungi. There is wonderful chemistry that breaks down the membrane and can cause the gram-negative bacteria to commit suicide, basically. So so that's how this journey has come about. And so it brings us back to what's in nature. We find that there's several herbs and there's several other components to each, either fruits and vegetables. And we can even use, have you heard of the Blue Zones from the National Geographic?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
They gave you an example as well. Since those documentaries, they've actually figured out the why and the what, okay? So other universities are using the whys and the whats to develop better agriculture or copy that. So you and I, when we consume food, it's more beneficial to both of us.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. It's a game-changing story. That's the understatement of the world on this. So, Judy, why don't you grab the mic over here and talk about how you get involved in this space?
I have a PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology from George Washington University. And basically, since 1980, I worked at the National Cancer Institute in Frederick on natural product chemistry. So we've known with cancer and HIV/AIDS, acquired immune deficiencies, that these natural products go a long way towards helping pharmaceuticals work better by protecting the immune system and driving the immune system back towards a homeostasis or a balance. So we're an independent, now long retired from the Cancer Institute. We're an independent consulting company now, because what Dr. Rossetti and I do, we're Mark Inc. And we're here in Carlsbad, and we started Neuroimmune Institutes, because at the heart of Lyme disease, it's chronic borreliosis, that's the gram-negative bacteria, and at the heart of Lyme disease is, in fact, a dysregulated brain, immune system in the brain. It's a brain on fire, which is why the pain, which is why you looked like, you know, an AIDS patient, because you're susceptible to a lot of infections because your immune system isn't working. And so we understand from the natural products, from the basic chemistry of the plant, how to formulate not only the mushroom products, but the cannabinoids. And so we take advantage of synergies. So we combine the lipid signaling of the cannabinoids along with the NK cells, the natural killer cells. So as Alan says, these guns are loaded and they can't fire. They can't shoot bullets. So this is what happens, how the gram-negative bacteria cripples the ability of your defenses to shoot the bullets. So uncloaking by the mushrooms is simply arming them and allowing them to fire their weapons. So it's indirect healing, and that's the great advantage and synergies of the products.
Yeah, jump on in here. Jeanette, got about a minute before we go to break.
Yes, I just want to say thank you for having us. We really want to let everybody know about Lyme disease and just chronic disease across the board. You don't have to live like that. You can actually get well. Just food is medicine. You know, the mushrooms and the CBD, and just eating healthy, you can get well.
You know, one of the things when we come back from break, we're going to continue the conversation with Jeanette Arona, the founder of WellnessForLyme.com and the founder of Quantum Health Human Research Institute, Alan Ettridge, and his colleague Dr. Judy Mykovits. And you know, one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, and I say this all the time because I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of my good friends who work in the CBD area on the radio here. My father was a medical doctor, passed away many years ago, but was a big advocate of using medical marijuana, you know, a billion years ago, which I think is so important when you see there's solutions to this stuff, understatement of the world. We can't talk about it enough. So I want to chat more about that aspect of how our listeners can support all three of your efforts as we move forward. Listen to the Community Spotlight Show. Drew Schlossberg, and we'll be right back into this commercial message.
Can you imagine a world without children? A world where children don't play, or dream, or imagine?
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're working every day to find cures for diseases that strike down children. Because we can't imagine a world without children. Can you?
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. To learn how you can help, log on to our website, stjude.org.
Thank you. By listening, you help prove that content marketing works. You need to engage your customers. We provide the solution. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
I've heard this is like one of the best pizza spots in town.
Yes, it is.
I'll do a slice of pepperoni, slice of vegetarian.
You got it.
And I will pay for all of that in 3 days.
In 3 days?
What's that mean? Well, wait, you accept credit cards. That money's not going to hit your account for 3 days anyway.
I need my money quicker.
At Chase, we hear you. With Express Funding, card payments are in your Chase account the next business day. Go to chase.com/expressfunding. Chase for business, so you can.
Compensated participation. All businesses are subject to credit approval. Not all clients are eligible for next business day funding, and additional terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the coaches training program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
This is Bill Gruber with BizVid Communications, a Southern California video production leader. We've been honored to sponsor, produce, write, and host many of the fine programs on WS Radio over the years. So we understand how important the internet and your website exposure are. As video producers, we know the tricks and secrets to incorporate video to increase your search engine optimization and business success. Visit BizVidCommunications.com to see what we can do for you. bizvidcommunications.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.
Talk to me.
UT San Diego WSRadio.com presents the UT Community Spotlight Show with your host, Drew Schlossberg.
I'm Drew Schlossberg of the San Diego Union Tribune, and we are back with our guest, Jeanette Arona. She is the founder of Wellness for Lyme.com. Alan Attridge, he is the founder of a Quantum Health Human Research Institute, joined by Dr. Judy. Is it Mikovits?
It's Mikovits.
Mikovits. Oh, I actually got that one right over here. And, you know, mentioning how Jeanette's life would be the understatement of the world if I said miserable for many, many years, because no one could figure out that her symptoms were caused by tick, which caused Lyme disease. And then all of a sudden, your life changes, correct?
Oh, yes, big time. And I don't want anybody else to have to go through what I went through. I mean, you know, we need everybody to be a part of the community and be able to be healthy, keep their jobs, take care of their children. I mean, literally, when you're disabled like that, you cannot do any of those things, and it's life-changing. I'm happy to be here and be healthy, and all I want to do is tell people food is medicine and not all mushrooms are created equal, you know, and CBD. I don't know where I'd be without those.
Right, exactly. You know, and we say this quite a bit on our shows. Obviously, it impacted you, but it also impacted your family, your friends, and everybody around. And I think that's a point people miss on this aspect of it. You know, whether it's with Lyme disease or whether it's cancer, whatever the case may be, yes, it's the patient who has it. We know that, but it's the family that's suffering and everybody
right.
else around it. So it just gets exponential when you find out, you know, you can certainly, you know, fix some of these things with stuff that is already available. Do you give talks around the county on this, Jeanette?
I've done just one or two, but I'd like to do more in the future.
Okay, so how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Go to wellness and the number 4 lime.com, or okay. You can call me at 619-403-1485.
All right, there you go, listeners. And so if you folks know somebody that may be in that same boat, there you go. Judy, let me ask you this. How many people get Lyme disease?
Upwards of 5 to 10 million in this country.
That's
at
all?
Present.
Unbelievable.
Well, with a million,
wow.
With a million new cases every year.
That is huge.
Really, that's just the tip of the iceberg because, as we heard Jeanette say earlier, it's so misdiagnosed. And in fact, one of the problems is people aren't aware that it's not only the tick that delivers the bacteria known as Borrelia. Mm-hmm. It's not only the tick delivering that. That's not the only delivery system. And in fact, one of the biggest problems is vaccines are contaminated with not only Borrelia, but lots of pathogens that are other gram-negative bacteria
right.
that are further dysregulating that aspect of your immune response. Literally make the blood-brain barrier leaky so that lots of toxins get into the brain, and this is a disease of neuroinflammation. Your brain is on fire.
So, you know, that's not a small number, understatement of the world, 10 million. Do we have more cases of Lyme disease in, let's say, other industrial nations, or is it about the same based on our population of other groups, or we lead the world in this?
We probably lead the way mm-hmm. right now, along with some countries in Europe. So the UK is particularly bad around London. It's and some of Germany. So it's not. It really can't be overstated that those are the countries that
right.
vaccinate the most.
Right.
So those are where the most mandatory vaccines, and here in California, these shots are mandated. So you can't go to school or hold a job unless you get a shot, and you have to have a very smart physician to understand that if you're immune compromised, if you've ever had a diagnosis of Lyme or an undetermined diagnosis, diagnosis of this kind of inflammatory, neuroinflammatory pain syndrome, you should not be vaccinated. You're an AIDS patient. You have an acquired endocannabinoid immune deficiency. So we have an endogenous system of responding to cannabinoids, and those, there are hundreds of them. So just like in mushrooms, there are hundreds of strains and formulations of the CBDs and the THCs that are necessary for healing, and that's what we do. We put together on a personalized basis the various natural products that can be used to help these people stay well and prevent recurrence.
So for our listeners, what can they go? Is there a website they can go? Can they ring you up? How do they learn more information about this?
Well, most people know I do talk around the world about this. So markinc.org, markinc.org.
Okay.
And my phone number is 805-797-6967. They know me as Dr. Judy, and people know that I'm used to putting people together with the right therapeutics and the right physicians who appreciate this kind of medicine.
Right, and I imagine also the right researchers like Alan Attridge over here. And, you know, Alan, obviously, I think you were talking about break. You're going to be out at some conference in China, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, talk about that. What are you going to be doing there?
Okay, well, and they've asked me to be a speaker. Because of the research we've done on various strains of medicinal mushrooms.
Right.
And our collaborators. And with their testing of the product with patients in China, they had great success, as well as there's a few growers in southern China that are going to participate there in China. So that was why I was invited.
Right. You know, and again, when you would, just like Judy was saying, and of course with Jeanette, I mean, obviously you change someone's life around it, and all this is just absolutely beyond belief here. I mean, in a very positive way. I see some product here that's in the studio. It's Immune Health, a mushroom blend. What is that about?
Well, this is the formula based on what each team put together or what they grew in their laboratory.
Right.
It's not something you can get in the wild. They actually developed a different strain by using different substrates in a controlled environment, sterile environment, clean room environment. So it's not, wasn't contaminated even during the growing process, which most growers' product can be contaminated because it's not sterile.
Right.
So that's what this product, this is the exact same formula that that first patient who had success,
right.
Plus many thousands of more since that time.
Right. How does one get it, and what the symptoms that this thing will abate?
Well, there's a website called mycoldiscoveryseminar.com.
Okay.
mycoldiscoveryseminar.com, which will tell you the story, tell you the science,
right,
tell you all the different molecules and chemistry, as well as all the collaborators that were involved in the research at that website, as well as product or dosage and all the other things. Is there any side effect? No. There's no toxicity. If you're pregnant, even if you're allergic to penicillin, is it safe? Yes, it is. It's great with multiple diseases because it gets back to the immune system. When you have a strong immune system, it's amazing how the body can heal itself.
Right.
So part of that is all the junk food, all the sugars, and all the other stuff that slows our immune system down. And that's what the American diet is.
Right.
So we can get back to the Pritikin, or you can get back to Dr. Furman, who was just on PBS last week, or Dr. Davis, or Dr. McCullough, or Dr. Weil, all these great other researchers. You can go to their sites, and they provide great information on what is the right diet.
Right,
okay?
Right.
What you should eat or should not eat. And that's what the public should do.
Right, exactly. So let me do this. We got about a minute to go over here. I'm going to go around the room over here because I want everyone to sit there and identify their website or their email where people can get in touch with them. Jeanette, go ahead and shout yours out again.
Wellness, the number 4, lime.com, or you can call me at 619-403-1485. Thank you.
And Alan, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, the website is mycalldiscoveryseminar.com, and the other one is called quanthealth.org for the Quantum Health Human Research Institute.
Right.
The phone number is 267-355-3925.
Okay, very good. And Judy, how about you?
You can find us at markinc.com. marcinc.org, and you can call me on my cell at 805-797-6967.
Well, I can't thank all three of you enough for coming in and just really giving some another great information to our listening audience. And once again, how there's some, you know, very natural, you know, products that are out there that can help folks like Jeanette and those other 10 million people that are affected by Lyme disease and other issues, as Alan was talking about. And you've been listening to the Community Spotlight Show here on UT San Diego WS Radio. We are San Diego's online radio.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
Take a break from politics. Tune in and learn something. WS Radio shows are worth your time and are filled with tips and advice. Add us to your lunch routine and we'll give you a meal for your mind.
Hey, it's Catherine from Listen Local Radio. Moe's Guitars has proudly served the San Diego music community since 1975. Specializing in guitars, basses, mandolins, banjos, and ukuleles, they buy, sell, trade, and consign. If you're looking for lessons, repairs, accessories, and cool gear, you've found the right place. Located in downtown La Mesa Village, stop by and check out their digs or visit moesguitars.com or their Facebook page, mozeguitars.com, 619-698-1185.
Nowadays, internet devices are an integral part of your home. Everyone in your family has a smartphone, tablet, or a computer. Life is easier knowing that all your devices are secured and your family can surf the internet carefree. ESET Multi-Device Security Pack does just that. One license for all your devices. With ESET, it's simple to stay protected and save money. Enjoy safer technology with ESET Multi-Device Security Pack at ESET.com. That's ESET.com.
Tired of presentations with no impact, no inspiration, and no traction? Do dull speakers have you and your team disengaged and distracted by smartphones? Christopher McAuliffe brings energy, insights, and two decades of experience, delivered with punch, humor, and heart. Your team will leave energized, uplifted, and with a sense of purpose. Visit ChristopherMcAuliffe.com to bring some heat to your next speaking engagement. MCAULIFFE. ChristopherMcAuliffe.com.
You take your smartphone almost everywhere you go. Now WSRadio.com can be there too. Search WS Radio in the Play Store for your Android devices or iTunes for Apple and download the WS Radio application. WSRadio.com, on your phone and in your ear everywhere you go. Download the WS Radio application. Do it now. It's very easy. WSRadio.com.